Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, just a few blocks from Fisherman's Wharf. That's why, that's how we roll, baby, on the waterfront here in the city by the bay. Straight up, another hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of radio presence now, coming at you. We'll be joining this hour. We'll talk both boxing and mixed martial arts, MMA, beginning with, of course. We'll hear from Junior Dos Santos, the former USC heavyweight champion, probably the best USC boxer in the heavyweight division, maybe in their history. Anyway, last night, he was a winner over Derek Lewis. We'll hear from Junior Dos Santos. We'll also hear from some women MMA fighters and how they define their presence in the world of sport. And the reason why I bring that up is that I've told you, these women, they really go all out. I mean, they make weight, and that making weight's like 90% of the work, but they make weight, dropping a lot of pounds, and of course, they deliver when they fight. You've never seen a dull women's MMA fight. Hardly ever. I'm serious. Hardly ever. What am I trying to tell you is, women got a whole lot of cojones. The bottom line is, we'll talk women's MMA at about 25 minutes past the hour, hearing from some of the best women in the entire world. We've got open phone lines around the planet. I've got a few texts here from hour number one I need to get to, but the bottom line is, our toll-free listener line is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, the more popular, the text line, the studio text line, text me, slam me, compliment me, drop your minds, drop an opinion. Bottom line is, it's your line. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 1-415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby. 35 years. We're kicking it on Sports Byline.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Want to mention I saw Anthony Rumble Johnson. Of course, a former UFC icon, which he's 35 years old now, kicking it down there in Redwood City, California yesterday at the Nick Bellotto's, of course, Peninsula Boxing card. He rocked, he rolled, he did his thing, man. He was quite a performer. Now he's selling a clothing line, but I had a good time being able to announce him here yesterday at the show. Great time at the show, no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA, talking MMA this hour primarily, of course. We'll bring in some guests a little bit later. But last night, of course, it was a spectacular fight for Junior Dos Santos. Why was it spectacular? Because people think, like myself, that he's taking too much damage. You know, that maybe you know, he should have retired a couple of fights ago. Then I saw what Derek Lewis looked like physically, and I said to myself, why would you be scared of fighting this guy? Talk about a fat, out-of-shape slob. I hate to say it like that, man, but I'm just bringing it like it is. Heavyweights in boxing, they've always gotten away with no weight limit. You know what I'm saying? Anything over 200 pounds was cool, okay? Sort of the same thing in MMA, except they tap out as far as weight limits are concerned in MMA at 265 pounds. Weighing in. At the end of the day, Derek Lewis should be arrested for impersonating a mixed martial arts fighter. I mean, he just should. Seriously, showing up that fat, man, I'm glad you got drilled the way you did. Anyway, let's go for the time and the post-fight interview with Junior Dos Santos.
Referee Herb Dean steps in, puts a halt to the bout for your winner by TKO, Cigano Junior Dos Santos!
I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling amazing, you know. Our preparation is so hard all the time. We go through injuries, we go through pain all the time to get here and achieve the victory. And I was happy tonight that I was able to do that. So, man, I'm feeling amazing. The kicks are heavy, you know. I knew that he was supposed to throw some kicks, but it was heavier than I thought. My coach Doria told me, you know, if he feels any of your punches or kicks or something, don't go too much on that time, because he can be pretending or trying to hit you with something heavier, you know. And that's what he tried to do, you know. But thank God he didn't connect, and I was able to, you know, to reestablish myself and continue the work on the second round. I'm not sure, but like I said before, I wanna stay active. So actually, now I need to take a break because my daughter Maria is born in May. So I'm gonna take a little break to take care of my wife and her. And after she arrives, and I make sure everything is fine, Then I'll fight again, maybe at the end of August. I have no opponent in mind, but maybe Daniel Cormier would be a good match, you know. But of course, you know, there's so many guys trying to fight him. If they make this fight happen, great. If they don't, give him another one. I want to stay active, like I said.
Junior Dos Santos, of course, the former UFC heavyweight champion, doing his thing last night with Derek Lewis. As I said, Derek Lewis should be arrested for impersonating an athlete. What a slob. I hope they never give you another paycheck in your life, man. I'm sorry, but coming in the way you did, you must have been like 35%, 40% body fat. You were just a pig. And the bottom line is, I can't believe that, you know, they actually thought you had a chance here. And for feigning an injury there and trying to sucker Junior Dos Santos in, I guess that's your only, I guess that's the only thing you could really do. I mean, being as fat and as hapless as you were. And I usually don't cap on people on this show, folks. When you step into the octagon, you step into the ring, as I did 52 times, when you step between those ropes, man, you know, you're taking on a whole nother world. I mean, you're not a coward, and you're not really a bum or anything like that. You can never be a bum standing up and fighting for all you got. But last night, Derek Lewis didn't bring it all, didn't bring much, didn't show much. And at the end of the day, I hope they drop him from the UFC roster. His record drops to 21-7. Junior Dos Santos, the former UFC heavyweight champion, of course, he now moves to 21-5. He would like to fight John Jones at heavyweight. Interesting, John Jones at heavyweight. Everybody seems to want to fight John Jones. Of course, I think the match at heavyweight is John Jones and Brock Lesnar. Why do I say that? Let them both take steroids. We know they both do. They're both cheaters. I mean, cheaters. There's no doubt about it. Not caught, not once, but twice, you know, a lot of times. So we know both those guys. We'll call it the steroid battle. Battle of the steroids. Just let them take whatever they want. And if John wants to snort cocaine before the fight, let them do a line in the locker room. We don't care. I don't really care. Just let him fight. Anyway, bottom line is Brock Lesnar and John Jones is probably the big fight. But, of course, the man with the title is Daniel Cormier, the reigning once-beaten, twice-beaten heavyweight champion, former UFC light heavyweight champion. Of course, he's a guy that's beat everybody but John Jones. And John Jones has owned him not once but twice. But, you know, both times John Jones owned him, there might have been some Flintstone vitamins involved, meaning steroids. So anytime steroids involved, you just really don't know about the results. Anyway, another Dos Santos won in the undercard last night. Ilizu Dos Santos beat Curtis Millender with a submission rear naked choke. That was 235 in the round number one. Derek Lewis stopped in the second round, 158 in. Nico Price was on the card. He beat Tim Means. Outside of that, a whole lot of nobodies as far as the UFC is concerned. Speaking of the UFC, of course, they're rocking and rolling on ESPN Plus now. That's where all the good cards are happening. Forget the pay-per-view. If you're spooning out like 75, 80, 90 bucks a month, or going down to your sports bar and, you know, and having to kick down there or something like that, or bringing the family. Bottom line is, you don't have to. Buy the ESPN app. I think you're going to set you up with a whole lot of fights. One of the fights that I'm excited about as far as the UFC is concerned, there's like 1, 2, 3 UFC fight nights coming up. Of course, we'll see, UFC 236. Not big on this. I mean, I'm big on Max Holloway. Of course, Max Holloway is a bad dude, the world champion at 145, now moving up to 155 pounds. But when guys move up in weight, I'm telling you, from a guy I talked about it with Larry Merchant, hour number one, I moved up and went and got spanked. I mean, I was beating average guys, went down to Fresno, beat those guys, licked them like a stamp, okay? None. Modesto, all that kind of good stuff. Those guys were like lunch meat. Then I stepped up to the Nationals. Those were the regionals. I stepped up to the Nationals at welterweight and went to Las Vegas. I got spanked and went back to 140. I take it back 139 pounds to junior welterweight limit. Believe me, I ran back to 130. I remember my mother saying to me, she goes, we don't have any problems making any weight anymore. How come? I said, because I got drilled so badly in 147 in Las Vegas, Mom. I can make 139 now, no problem. Anyway, Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier, good luck on that one. It's going to be a good match. Kelvin Gastelum was on the undercard. Of course, Gastelum supposed to fight for the World Middleweight Championship a fortnight ago when the champion got hurt down there in Australia. Actually, the injury was discovered after the weigh-in. So, I mean, we're just like hours away from Gastelum fighting for the Middleweight Championship. He doesn't get it. Oh, Vince St. Preux, former victim of John Jones. He's taking on Nikita Krylov. Not Nikita Koloff, need Nikita Krylov. Outside of that, the rest of the UFC pay-per-view card sort of sucks. So if you're going to spend 70 bucks for that, why do it? You can just get, it's not even a title fight on the card, man. So you move over to UFC on ESPN. I'm talking about March the 30th. Pretty good card, no doubt about it. Brian Barbosa, a guy, Edson Barbosa, a guy that always brings it, taking on Justin Gaethje. Gaethje's one of those guys that he could turn it on anybody. This is a pick'em fight. Flip a coin. I don't know how the odds makers are gonna go, but I like both guys here. Both guys have got talent, both guys have got ability, and both guys got
good set of stones. On the women's undercard, in fact, a semi-main event, Carolina Kay taking on Michelle Waterson. They're going to hook it up at strawweight. I believe that is 115 pounds. And Sherman Mullis is going to take on Sadiq Youssef. And that's all going to be on ESPN, of course, the preliminary card. And the early card will be on ESPN Plus, one bout. Marna Munoz taking on Sabina Mazo, another female bout. In fact, we're going to concentrate on female MMA after the break. Why do I say that? Because when you want athletes to deliver, when you want to see athletes go to their max, when you want to see athletes leave it all in the octagon, when you want to see an athlete leave it all on the court, you got to go to women's MMA. These chicks are motivated. They're in shape. They're talented. They're incredibly tough for the most part, man. They can take a shot. They can give a shot. They know they've got the entire world watching them as they perform, because if they flop, if they suck, just at one time, maybe Freddie from South San Francisco, California is watching women's MMA for the first time, and this bout sucks, and they turn and it turns Freddie off on the entire sport forever. Guess what? Women realize that they carry the burden of trying to prove themselves in every mixed martial arts fight. And guess what? We'll hear from that after the break. Straight up, the women are fantastic in MMA. Not that they aren't boxing, but in boxing, they sort of lack. I mean, as far as excitement is concerned, you know, boxing and women's boxing and excitement, you sort of can't put them in the same sentence unless maybe, you know, you're the sister of the girl fighting. That's about it. You got to be related to like women's boxing. Ooh, did I really say that? Yes, I did. Outside of Amanda Serrano, not too many entertaining fighters on the female side in the world of professional boxing. That's just the way it is. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Women's MMA has grown a lot, you know, even over the past year. I mean, as far as like the fight IQ goes and seeing women really improve in all aspects of fighting, not just striking.
The women are getting insane. You know, they're getting way, way more skilled, way better, way faster, way stronger.
It just took one person who was brave enough to make it happen, which was Ronda Rousey. And it wasn't the fact that the women weren't good enough to be in the organization. You just needed somebody to knock down that door, and she was able to do that.
The UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion of the World, Ronda Rousey!
They've given women this platform, but I think it's because of that reason women have, we've really risen to the occasion. And I think
we usually do.
And to see the skill set that's rising, you can just see how hungry women are to be professionals within the sport. And more they come out and they put on the best shows of the night. They're making weight all the time, and they're just showing that women deserve to be here, and they're the best example of professionalism.
Well, Rose, oh! Oh! Said she could knock her out. We're seeing that now it's real.
Oh! Oh! She
still got her down. She's got Daly out on her feet.
All types of women, all types of female athletes have a place to showcase their skill set and have a place where the fans recognize their work and their heart.
I'm thankful so much for all the pioneers that we've had, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. And I love seeing us women combine powers and just kick ass.
I really enjoyed that strong is beautiful, strong is the thing that people aspire to be. Because when I was growing up, I really did not enjoy my body because I got made fun of because I was athletic my entire life. But nowadays, little girls can look up to me and be like, I want to be there one day.
I remember the first time I ever fought. When I got out of the cage, I had a girl, she was probably in high school, that came up to me and she said, oh my God, I want to be just like you. Like, I want to do this. You know, I kind of asked her about her background. She's like, I played sports, I did this, I did that. And I was like, you can do anything that you want to do in life.
We have these growing stars that are really changing the game, and I'm so excited to see what the next 6 years show.
It's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to see. Happy International Women's Day, y'all.
Right on for the ladies, boy. Got to give the ladies some props. I'm telling you, they deliver, no doubt about it, 24/7. Put a YouTube video on of women's mixed martial arts, and guess what? They're going to entertain you. At least they're going to give their all. They're going to, like, leave it all there. They don't save anything. And as I told you, they're trying to prove themselves. When you're trying to prove yourself over and over and over again, guess what? You know, the product is going to rise. It is. And in the women's MMA world, as far as I'm concerned, is the most exciting world, most exciting aspect of MMA. And why do I say that? I mean, think about Chris Cyborg Santos, the invincible Chris Cyborg Santos. I mean, she got knocked out like the rest. I mean, Amanda Nunes is gay, right? If they were married, she would have been arrested for domestic violence. I mean, that's how bad she whooped up on Chris Cyborg Santos in like 30 seconds. Like, boom, it was over. And of course, that's what's sort of cool about women's MMA. And who opened the door for them? Of course, Double R, Ronda Rousey. She appeared on the show, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago? Before she was hot, she was here a couple times when she was hot too. But before she was hot, I said to myself, you know, this is a chick that really could change the landscape. She could change the world. I mean, she's got the attitude. She's unbeaten. She's beaten everybody in incredible fashion, 8, 10, 12 seconds. I mean, when she took out Kat Zagano, Kat was a tough cat. Man, she was, and she got, like, taken out in 12 seconds. I say to myself, scratching my head, you know, maybe Ronda's better than I think. And, of course, somebody finally figured out the Ronda Rousey armbar thing, and then from that point forward, she didn't win too many fights, and you got to give her props. I mean, she got out when she wanted to. Now she's involved in the world of, how can we say this, chicanery, or the world of sports entertainment, which is the world of wrestling entertainment. It's just WWE, and being a former pro wrestling fan and a current pro wrestling fan, and always will be a wrestling fan as far as pro wrestling is concerned, folks. You know, the storylines, the good guys, the bad guys, all that kind of good stuff, the blood, the death matches, that kind of stuff. You know, I'm down with that. But the WWE PG-13 type of version where they're scripting these guys, and I mean, they're scripting these guys to the point where they can't even go out there and talk on their own. They don't. They're talking heads. When you see these fools on TV coming out there, they're reading from a teleprompter. And you can't do that. You just can't do it. But that's how much control Vince McMahon, creep that he is, wants to have on the entire world that he controls, the world of sports entertainment, not professional wrestling. There's a new wrestling group out called All Elite Wrestling. There's some fantastic guys involved with that. Kenny Omega, the young Turks. I mean, you got some fantastic guys there as far as talent's concerned. Of course, you got Major League Wrestling. You can catch them on BN Television and I believe on YouTube as well. Major League Wrestling, they've got a great thing going on as well. So wrestling is alive and well outside of the world of wrestling entertainment because in my mind, the WWE is just simply not wrestling. It's garbage. Now, looking ahead to the UFC schedule as far as 2019 is concerned, you know, you might have to get out the Viagra to get up for some of these cards. You just might have to. I mean, especially if you want to talk pay-per-view. I mean, they're going to UFC 238. Is going to go to Chicago. They don't even have a card yet together. That's together in June. They don't have a card yet. They're putting together pay-per-view cards. They have nobody to put on these cards. They're suffering from a lack of talent. They just are. And why? I think the plantation mentality, I own you. Larry Merchant talked about baseball players being owned by a specific team up until about 1970 with Curt Flood challenging that case in Supreme Court. But basically, if a team signed you, they owned you for the rest of your life. Right? When you came in as a rookie, they signed you, drafted you out of college or the minor leagues, wherever it was. Guess what? You were with them until you died, until Curt Flood came along. So anyway, back to the plantation thing. Of course, the UFC, the former owners of the UFC, they call them Zuffa Sports. I'm talking about Frank Fertitta, Lorenzo Fertitta, the casino owners down there in Las Vegas, and Dana White, the mouthpiece of the UFC. Of course, he had 10% of that. And then the Dubai government, I believe, had 13%. So those were the ownership. That was the ownership of the UFC. They sold it to a new conglomerate for $4.2 billion. And I had to get an accountant to figure this out. It's $4,200 million. Now, with a $4,200 million investment, you would think that you would have some fights on the card here that you would jump out at. But there's no fights jumping out here. There really aren't. I mean, ESPN's got a great schedule. I want to give them props for putting all these fights together. But I mean, one of the big fights they've got coming up is going to be in Russia. It's going to be Alistair Overeem. Good thing they got him fighting in Russia because he's like a drug fiend as far as these steroids are concerned. Remember that time they popped him before a test? They caught him at a press conference. They say, guess what? We're going to drug test you, so don't leave the place without drug testing. Okay, so he got in his car. He panicked and got in his car and drove all over Las Vegas for like 2 hours. And finally said, man, you got to come back. And he went back and he peed in the bottle. And guess what? Steroids. Anyway, he's taking on Alexander Volkov. It'll be a good rumble, I guess, at heavyweight. Of course, Alistair Overeem, the former light heavyweight for a long time there. And then he sort of put on a lot of weight magically. When guys put on weight magically, I call that Flintstone vitamins. You know, Scott Cuddy in the room, he can't put on weight. I can't put on weight. Can't put on 15, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. You don't put that on a muscle. I don't care how old you are. Barry Bonds didn't put that muscle on naturally. I mean, Barry Bonds looked like a good dope smuggler when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates. What I mean by that, he had a sunken chest. You could smuggle a kilo of cocaine in the hole in his chest. That's how sunken his chest was. Then he came to the Giants. He gained like 40 pounds, 50 pounds, all muscle. His hat size grew. Your hat size doesn't grow. Your feet don't grow. This doesn't happen unless you're taking human growth hormone, HGH, and steroids. A combination of both will increase all that stuff. But your hat size growing, come on, man. You just don't grow like that. Barry Bonds, one of the all-time cheats. I'll never forget, of course, the Balco Labs. And I knew Victor Conti, former Tower Power member, was with Balco Labs. He was the guy that was giving Barry Bonds all the alleged steroids, of course. And that one guy, his trainer, Barry Bonds' trainer, went to jail for like a year and a half. At least a year, man, to not rat out Barry Bonds. Must have been some good money involved in that one. Huh? Or maybe you were part of the conspiracy to supply Barry Bonds with steroids, possibly. Because, you know, Barry was taking them. What can I say? Barry Bonds, probably the most overrated, how can I put this? The accomplishments that he reached in baseball should have an asterisk next to them because of the fact that he did them on steroids, in my opinion. And in fact, I think if you're just of general knowledge and you have common sense. You look at his body before and after the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants and the metamorphosis. It wasn't a transformation. It was more like a metamorphosis. What I mean by that is metamorphosis. That's when you change from like a butterfly into a caterpillar. I mean, that's what kind of change there was to him. So, you know, you just don't change like that because you get older. You don't change. Your jaw doesn't get square because you get older. Your head doesn't get bigger because you get older. In fact, your head's not supposed to grow after what, like 15, 16? This guy's head's growing in his 30s and 40s, and I think his shoe size went up two and a half sizes from what it was when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates to when he was playing with the Giants and at his peak, hitting all those home runs. So all you people out there that want to wrap yourself around Barry Bonds and the fantasy that he was, he's a fraud in my mind, stone cold cheat. Anybody that cheats, man, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt maybe once, but not twice. With Barry Bonds, he had 1,000 opportunities to come clean. Wouldn't do it. They put him under oath. He danced around it. He had people go to jail for him. I mean, you think a guy would go to jail for Barry Bonds for a year if Barry Bonds wasn't taking steroids? Think about that. That's how much was on the line here. All the major league records, all that kind of money Barry was making. So his buddy, the trainer, said, you know what? I'll bite the bullet for you on this one. Make sure you take care of me with a 401k plan. That's the way I saw it. Anyway, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. We're talking mixed martial arts and boxing, of course. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll have the professor of pugilism. That's right. Big Apple's very own Socrates Palmer, the man with the greatest name in all of boxing, if not one of the greatest names of all time, Socrates Palmer. Socrates will be in the house after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check the clocks. You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel 211, and of course, man, all over the world via sportsbyline.com. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it to the Big Apple in New York City and bring in the professor of pugilism himself. We'll talk about Mr. Socrates Palmer. Mr. Palmer, what did you think of last night and Sean Porter?
I thought Sean Porter got by the skin of his teeth. And it really changed something with a guy with an overbite like the way he has. He needed every inch of that.
Ooh. Of course, some of the scores were a bit crazy in the minds of many. Lennox Lewis sort of tried to put it on the judges. Larry Murch didn't see the fight, but he heard about it, and he was scratching his head at the results. I looked at the matches, you know. I looked at the match, and I was saying to myself, you know, wasn't it Socrates to call this guy a live mark? Because they did bring him in as a mark. You and I have to agree that, right?
Yeah, man. I think he came in. He definitely didn't play the jobber role like the way they probably thought he would. But I've seen Ugas fight before. I thought stylistically he was not right for Porter. The guy is tall. But, you know, there is a difference between B-level and A-level, and Ugas showed why he's a B-level. It was a fight that was winnable. He just didn't throw enough punches. You know, I still had him winning, but if he would have thrown his jab more, he probably could have stolen the title last night. But back to the drawing board.
You know, and you do have to, like, you really have to step on the gas against the guy. In other words, you don't have to win one extra round. You have to win two or three extra rounds. And this is the way it is when you're fighting the establishment. But, you know, I got to give the Cuban some credit because he really was in condition. I mean, that guy, he was cut up like, man, he had trained a long time. You knew it was in his blood. Of course, most Cubans come to the United States or with a prospect of fighting the United States. You know, they come here from a world where they can't even buy a candy bar, per se. And then all of a sudden, there's candy everywhere. There's McDonald's everywhere. I mean, I've been to Cuba. Life is good in Cuba, but it's not like it is here in the United States, man. This is like a 24/7 candy bowl.
I mean, you're right. I mean, the fighters tend to get a little fat. They don't lose that hunger. I mean, once you show them a couple of dollars, one after the other, they lose that
desire. That
regimented them. Okay. Very few have exceeded. I mean, I think Joel Castromeo is probably the best one that's come over here, you know, and was a multiple world champ.
You know, and I think, you know, 1992 Olympic gold medalist, you know, I think he lied about his age. Honest to God, I told him that a few times, too. I told him in Spanish and in English one time. You know, I said, man, I don't think you're as old as you say you are. He goes, huh? What are you trying to say? I said, I think you're a lot older. Like Mike McCallum. Mike McCallum, the former body snatcher, I think he fought in the 1975 Golden Gloves down there in Florida or something like that. So I started adding up the years, right? So Mike ended up being like 4 or 5 years older than what he said. So then I remember at the MGM Grand, some Tyson fight, there was Mike McCallum chasing me around saying, Pedro, why are you saying that about me? Anyway, bottom line is, guys lie about their age in boxing and combat sports. No doubt about that.
Yeah, and there's no surprise. They're both from the Caribbean, so something about birth registries in the Caribbean might be a little off.
A guy that's not suspect going to step back into the ring April the 13th, Jaime Munguia, the unbeaten WB 154-pound guy, big junior middleweight, 32-0, 26 wax. I mean, the guy can really crack, no doubt about it. And, you know, he's taking on Dennis Hogan. I don't know a whole lot about Dennis Hogan except he's 28-1-1 with only 7 knockouts. And that 7 knockouts sort of that's sort of a prelude, I think, to the eventual ending here. No punter, no power to dissuade Mr. Munguia, and you've got problems?
Oh, absolutely. Munguia's a big boy. He's going to basically, I mean, probably walk him down. He didn't look as sharp in his last fight. I forget the fellow's name. The guy was game. But because he has no power,
he's one of those guys who believes the press reports. I think. I mean, you know, like Benavidez, the WBC super middleweight champion. I mean, here was a guy on the cusp of stardom, man, and then he got hooked on cocaine. He disappeared.
I hope he. That's the guy that I hope could, you know, could bring his career back. He's a very fun watch on TV. Throws a million punches. Tall,
charisma.
Charisma. He's by far the best 168 fighter in a division that's really nothing to write home about. I mean, I think he is the cream of the crop, and hopefully he can put those personal problems behind him. But I like Munguia also. He's still very young. That's one thing. He's kind of like that wild horse. He just needs to be broken in a little bit. I think he's got a lot of potential. I could eventually see him and Canelo. They're both under the same zone.
Okay. June 20th, 1980, the brawl in Montreal. Roberto Duran, I think he was 72, 1-1, entered the bout, losing that one fight to Esmond Desus. Of course, avenging a loss not once but twice, both by stoppage and, of course, the draw. But the bottom line is Duran came into this fight the former lightweight champion who skipped the junior welterweight division because Antonio Cervantes, a Colombian champion and the WBA title holder, would not fight him no way, no how. So he moved right up to 147 from 135 to 147. He meets undefeated Sugar Ray Leonard, 1976 Olympic gold medals, the brawl in Montreal. They go 15 rounds. Duran out-muscles him at points, out-boxes him other times. Ray got taken to school. I think Ray Leonard will agree with me, and I think he said it time and time again. That was the night he became a man.
His first pro fight. Yeah. I kind of saw the same thing like what happened to Lomachenko and Salido. He got his first taste of professional fighting. Duran was a beast. They don't make him like him anymore.
So what I'm leading up to, Professor, is that was the really last time a guy from 135 that was a legit 135 champion moved up to 147 and took on the best guy. Now we've got Mikey Garcia at 135 step up to 147 to take on Errol Spence. People think that Errol Spence, the undefeated 2012 Olympic gold medalist, is the best welterweight out there. I don't want to argue with them, not the way he throws body shots. He seems like he's a pretty complete fighter, although I think he's a bit extra happy, if you know what I'm talking about. But straight up, he's the best at 147, or is he? What's the professor say?
I don't think he's the best at 147. I digress. I think Bud Crawford has that distinction, but there's not much separation. I mean, if you argue Errol Spence, I can't really say you don't know what you're talking about. Spence seems to have all the goods. Now, he did catch a world champion at the right moment. I thought he fought a fighter that was damaged goods when he took the title, the guy that was beat up by Golovkin. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the same.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he went over to his hometown, beat him up, took the title, and he's beaten everyone that's in front of him.
Okay. We're talking about Bud Crawford, of course, out of Omaha, Nebraska. I think he's out of Omaha. Is it Omaha, Nebraska?
Yeah. Yeah, that, Omaha, Nebraska.
That hotbed, you know what I mean? You got to admit, Omaha, Nebraska's got Terrence Bud Crawford. Remember the other guy from Omaha, Nebraska off the top of your head? I know he's before your time, but you're not probably going to. Ron Stander challenged Joe Frazier for the heavyweight championship.
Oh, I was thinking Johnny Carson.
No. No, well, hey, speaking of Johnny Carson, the Johnny Carson of boxing at 154 or 147, whatever weight he happens to be, is Amir Khan. He tells a good joke, but at the end of the day, he can't take one.
Hmm. very good analogy. I like Amir Khan. I always have. He's a, you know, he's a brilliant boxer, but you know, he's very chinny, and that's something that has cost him in the past. Brace Prescott, Canelo. That was just abuse fighting Canelo Alvarez. That's, I don't know. That's bad advice. I think it's going to be a good fight with him and Crawford while it lasts. I think Bud's going to break him down late. And eventually stop Amir.
But you know what's terrible is that Amir Khan gets out there and he shows these great boxing fundamentals. He's got great skills and that. And then you go on that chin and all kinds. He starts doing all kinds of the Mexican hat dance.
Yes, he does have rubbery legs and he's hitting on the button. But he's a good fighter. He just needs to stay away, but he's not going to be able to do that for 12 rounds.
We're talking with the the professor of pugilism, folks. That's what I call him. We'll talk about Socrates Palmer, of course, coming to us from the Big Apple, New York City. Tyson Fury, what's going to happen with Tyson Fury now? He's with ESPN Plus. I mean, Josh is with The Zone. I mean, what's going on? And Deontay Wilder's sort of like out in the middle of nowhere. Where's he going to go? What's going to happen? Is there any resolve in this at all?
I think they're going to fight whoever is put in front of them. Unfortunately, the fans are the ones that are going to lose out. Deontay Wilder's going to fight Dominic Brazil, who has as much of a chance as the late Bobo Brazil in that matchup. Then Tyson, it's interesting because Bob's never really invested in the heavyweight division, you know, so it's going to be interesting who he has in front of him. I know he's got that undefeated guy from Colombia?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name. I apologize.
All right, so a question for you, professor, pound for pound, is there a pound for pound king right now in boxing?
Pound for pound king in boxing? I think it's up for grabs. I think Lomachenko right now probably might have the best resume. He's been impressive. And you look at his just overall game as far as hand speed, foot speed, punching power, defense. He probably is a complete package. Terrence Crawford and also Canelo. And you got to give Canelo his props as far as you look at his resume. And I think he is improving in every fight. So I think either one of those three could raise their hand and say, pound for pound, the best.
Battle of the undefeated, Mikey Garcia, undefeated, Errol Spence, undefeated. Somebody's always got to go. What's it gonna be, Professor?
I'll be rooting for Mikey, just for the fact that he's got the hoops for
the accountant, the accountant.
The testicular fortitude.
The accountant.
And yes, to be great.
I'm giving you a bad time, Socrates. I'm sorry, man. I'm just not. Mikey's going to perform at his best, no doubt about that. So how do you really see it? Tell me.
I could see Mikey doing well up until a certain point. Now, if Errol Spence is going to think that he's just going to walk Mikey down, he could find himself behind in the scorecards early and then have to, you know, leave himself open to him getting counted, maybe getting hurt himself. I think Mikey he's got boxing in his genes. I mean, he's been bred for this. And I think Mikey is going to give a much better effort than the pundits expect. It's not going to be an easy fight to spend. And I'm going with the upset. I'm going Mikey Garcia by decision.
Okay, and I'll go the other way. KO9, Errol Spence. Professor, okay. There's your music going out. All the best. You say hello to your agent for me, of course, that beautiful agent of yours. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
The great Socrates Palmer, the professor of pugilism on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Checking some text coming in here. You talk about Will Chamberlain, hour number one, with Larry Merchant. He said he was a monster on the court. He was a monster between the sheets, according to Wilt. He betted over 10,000 women. Do you believe he did? If he had a social secretary, I think. But 10,000 women are a lot. That's a lot of women. Anyway, best to him. He was a good guy to be around. I was around him a couple times at the fights, and he was always classy. I mean, he just was. And, of course, he died a little bit early. But when you're 7'1", you've got a body like that, you tend to, like, fall apart just on a little bit early. Anyway, bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, of course. Dan Patrick and I go back about 30 years, man, at least 30 years, of course, 25 years of Mike Tyson fights in the bleachers there in Las Vegas. Those were some fun times in Atlantic City as well. But, of course, we come to you each and every Sunday, Ring Talk does, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's the two-hour show. The Saturday show, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. So the weekends at 11 a.m. Pacific time, you can hook us up on twitch.tv. Check out the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, the video presentation of the show, although it's in its infancy, I put together some nice video clips today to go along with the show. In other words, you know, it sort of changed the atmosphere a little bit. So if you get to tune in that way, it's fun. It's a little more interactive. You can send me some text during the show and all that kind of good stuff. We also have a chat room going on, so you can check all that stuff out at twitch.tv. Check out the Sports Byline USA channel. As I said, in its infancy as I speak, but we are going to grow like you would not believe. That is a hell of a platform, and I intend to take it to the mountaintop, baby. Want to thank Nick Bellafato once again. Of course, the Peninsula Boxing Club down there in Redwood City, California. And I want to mention this. Lenny Albert was there. Leonard Albert was a drummer and a gym rat that I met in the early 80s. Of course, I used to know his brother Lindsay real well. So Lenny and I got close. He was a drummer. He was living in a studio. He was like boxing a gym rat on the weekend. This and that. But he wanted to fight in the Golden Gloves. But I told him, I said, there's no sense in fighting the Golden Gloves unless you can win the Golden Gloves. That's the only reason why I want to fight in the Golden Gloves is to win them, not just to go, oh, I fought in the Golden Gloves. No, no, no. So I put this championship mentality in his mind, and I ran him I ran him into the ground. Not that he wouldn't train on his own. Lenny's a hell of a trainer. Anyway, he ran Westboro Boulevard. We call it the Hill of Champions. He's training fighters now. He still brings them back to that mountain in South San Francisco, which we used to run up the mountain 1.7 miles straight uphill, and then a mile over to the 7-Eleven. Then you throw the jump rope out the window, and your fighter jumps rope for 15 or 20 minutes. I kid you not. This is all about just getting together for a Golden Glove Championship fight. But that's why we won championships. But anyway, Lenny, a drummer, a musician, now is a union executive, doing well living out there in Daly City, man. It was just an honor to see him as the referee yesterday for the USA Boxing. He just was. He put on a pretty good performance. As a judge, he's pretty good. He's common sense, man. You know, when you look at a boxing match, it's basically who scored the clean blows. I mean, that's what scoring a boxing match is. You don't have to sit there and go, defense, ring generalship, all that. No. Who scored the cleaner blows? Bottom line is boxing, not that hard to judge. And Lenny Albert does a great job. So props to Lenny and the entire USA boxing team of Northern California. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But most importantly, don't forget, you're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and you could have been a million places in the world today, but you're here, and I thank you.